This story is called The Gymnast and the Jewel Thief. Once upon a time, in a really large bustling city, there was a girl. Her name was Veronica, and she loved gymnastics. She was so good at it. She actually taught herself a lot of gymnastics. And then she got so good, her parents let her go to gymnastic classes. She wore sparkly leotards, and she always had the most fun scrunchies, and she was known for being the most energetic kid in class. But she was also the best because she practiced. Even when she fell, she would get up and practice again. Soon, she was known for being an amazing, fearless gymnast. Now, one day, there was a museum nearby her where she lived, and the museum had been broken into and robbed. Someone had stolen jewels, only jewels from the museum. The police could not figure out who had taken them, and nobody saw anything. No one could figure it out. And before they knew it, the next night a jewelry store had been robbed too, and all the jewels were gone. The police sent out a message to the city saying, "We need help. Someone is stealing jewels. There's a jewel thief on the loose, and we need to stop them." But nobody could catch the thief. Not the police, not the detectives, not anyone. Veronica, though, she felt like she may be able to do it. So, one night, she waited at the next jewelry store, hoping the thief would come in. It had to be someone with really good skills, because they were taking the jewels without setting off alarms or leaving a trace. So she sat there and she was ready. She was like, "I'm gonna do flips, I'm gonna kick this person, I am going to stun them with my excellent gymnastics." And then she heard rustling. The thief was coming to steal more jewels. She looked around, she heard noises, but she didn't see a person. All of a sudden, in through the ceiling, through a little tile corner in the ceiling, dropped down a big fat raccoon. The raccoon looked like a bandit already with his little black masked eyes, and his little fingers quickly worked, scooping up all the sparkly jewelry and jewels he could reach. He was ready to get out of there with his little paws full of jewels. Veronica said, "That's it." She started doing a round-off back handspring all across the floor, leaping over all the alarm sensors and triggers. And she grabbed that raccoon, startling him. The raccoon shrieked and was like, "Ah!" and released all of the jewels. They scattered all over, and the raccoon just took off running. Veronica was shocked that it was a raccoon, but she called the police and soon they were down there. They gave her a huge award and medal for saving the city from the mysterious jewel thief, which turned out to be a raccoon this whole time. They were even able to track the raccoon to his little nest and his little ground. They had a little hole where he was stashing all these jewels, and so they were able to recover them and return them to their rightful places. Veronica was now known not only for being fearless and the best gymnast, she was also known for being the best jewel catcher in all of the city. And as a reward too, they let her pick out a sparkling rainbow jewel bracelet. And she wore it every day, and looking at that bracelet would make her laugh because she'd remember the shock on that little raccoon's face. And the great thing is, that raccoon must have been so scared because he never broke into a store or museum or anything ever again. There was never any jewels that went missing from that day on. And Veronica was the local hero. So she shows us that if you put your mind to something and you work really hard and you're brave, you may just find yourself stopping a thief that's stealing jewels, or it may just be a raccoon. The end.